Zone 1. Friday. Sport.
Good evening and welcome. In the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. And after the huge disappointment prior to the international break and the defeat down at Motherwell, it's time to get back on track this Sunday lunchtime with a visit of Hamilton Accies to Pittodrie. And Dave Galloway, you've been speaking to the manager.
Yeah, and the gaffer says his players created their own problems at Fir Park.
For 72 minutes, it was a really good performance. It was a strong performance for an away team, going to a team who were in good form. We'd kept Motherwell at arm's length, we'd created opportunities, we got ourselves in front. There was loads that I was enjoying about the game. But, you know, I said before the game, it was a result over performance. And while the performance was decent, the result was the most important thing, especially at this stage of the season. So we're disappointed with that, but by and large, some of the stuff was good, and we've got to make sure we defend with more aggression, and we continue to show confidence in our performances as we've shown.
And the boys will be very fired up, obviously, and looking to take the frustrations out on Accies.
We're not frustrated. We're fine. There's been a lot of good happened. I say the performances, and we've been on a decent run up until then. But you know, it's important to show a confidence at home. We enjoy playing at home. It's important we go and try and take the game by the scruff of the neck and impose ourselves in the game. It's important we compete against a team who are fighting to stay away from that 11th spot. And we're up against a team who always have that competitive aspect to their game anyway. And with some good players, Hamilton, huge respect for what they do there. But they're always very competitive, eager to get right up against you. So we've got to make sure we overcome that and show that side of our game, as well as the confidence and the ability to go and create chances.
Yeah, it should be a stiff challenge for Aberdeen, because I mean, Accies have caused the Dons a few problems this season, haven't they?
Yeah, but we've got a good record against them, especially at home. You know, in the last couple of seasons, we've lost one and drawn one down there, but by and large, we've managed to win games against them by showing that aggression and competitive side to our game, as well as a good play. So, you know, the players are aware that, you know, we've played against Hamilton often enough, what's required, and what's required on Sunday is a strong performance, which will help us hopefully get the result, but it is the result that matters.
Good to see so many tickets have been sold as well. Should be a big crowd out there.
Yeah, expecting 14,000, which is very good. You know, we don't have too many home games left. This might be only our third last game of the season at home, so it's important that we try and maximise that on the pitch and off the pitch.
Now, I've also been speaking to Simon Church today, Dave, and the striker says the Dons won't have any advantage over Celtic by playing the day after them.
There's seven games left. We've got to take it game by game, and whatever they do, they do. We can't control that. It's got to be up to us, really, to control what we do.
Yeah, it's all about focus, really. That's the key word.
Yeah, focus on ourselves, and we've got to do our part and pick up the results and get the performances in.
Obviously, the boys didn't do themselves justice against Motherwell. I'm sure there's a burning ambition to bounce back against Hamilton, take your frustrations out on them.
Yeah, definitely. We said that as well. We're probably comfortable during the game against Motherwell, and we let that go. But again, it's a good chance for us to get ourselves back on track, and hopefully, in front of a big crowd on Sunday, we can do that.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about over 14,000 tickets already sold. I mean, it's great to see the fans rallying around like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's massive, massive for the players, for the fans to get behind us, and they really do help us when we can hear them singing and getting behind us. So it's massive for them to be there.
And Dave, you've also had a chat with Kenny McLean this week.
Yes, I went along to St Machan Academy on Wednesday, where Kenny was helping coach some kids at the Tesco Bank Football Challenge. Now, with admission prices cut for Sunday's game, he's urging the fans to turn out in force against the Accies.
They deserve a bit back from the club in that way, and you know, hopefully they can turn out their numbers as they have done all season, and hopefully we can put on a performance and get a result.
Hamilton obviously very keen for the points as well, so it should be a bit of a battle.
Yeah, it's the same way every game. Every team seems to have something to play for, whether it's fighting relegation, getting into the top six, or, you know, challenging for Europe or whatever. Everybody's got something to play for, so there's not going to be any easy games, we know that. As I say, there's a lot to play for us, so we look after ourselves first, and, you know, 3 points is a must.
do you ignore things like, you know, Callum McGregor this week throwing down the gauntlet, saying, you know, Aberdeen are going to burn themselves out in the title race? Do you just ignore all that, or do you think, right, I'm going to prove you wrong here?
Yeah, listen, we've been wanting to prove people wrong all season. I think we've done that. You know, with the positions we've put ourselves in, we've done great. But we don't focus too much on what other players say in press or whatever. We look after ourselves, and that's what we have done all season. It's worked for us, so we'll continue to do that in the last seven games. And as I say, 21 points available. I don't see why we can't get it all.
Good evening, you're on North Sound 1's Friday Sport. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me tonight, as well as Dave Galloway, is of course Andrew Shiney. And Andrew, you know, it seems a long, long time ago, that last game, doesn't it?
It does indeed. I was just thinking that this week, you know, there was obviously the international break and a lot of players away, but for fans waiting to try and get their next fix of Aberdeen, it is an awful long time. And then, of course, we don't play until Sunday lunchtime, so we've got to suffer the fact that we're listening to games going on tomorrow afternoon while we're not in action. But no, I think there was a lot said about frustration about the Motherwell game, but it wasn't frustration, it's anger, because there were self-inflicted wounds that were created that cost us the game. So I think there'll be a lot of disappointment, anger, name it, whatever emotion you like, will be channeled towards Hamilton Accies come 12:30 on Sunday.
Yeah, Dave, it's you know, somebody needs to pay for that anger, and no better team than the visitors on Sunday.
Yeah, Aberdeen will be absolutely desperate to get out there and show the Accies what they're made of, and prove once again to the people out there, all the bottlers, you know, suggestions and accusations are coming out again. They'll want to put that to bed as well, won't they?
Yeah, they certainly will. Team-wise, of course, no Barry Robson after his moment down at Fir Park. And good to hear that both Peter Pollitt and Adam Rooney are back running, not quite ready. And from what the manager's saying, it does look as though after the split will be the logical time to have Adam back. But that's certainly good. It's important that the boys that are there make sure that when they do come back, we're in a great position.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't want to lose the last two games and have the title race all but over when we're going into the split, because, you know, getting Adam back will be a huge lift to everyone. I think the manager's quite right. They're not going to risk him early for fear of, you know, aggravating the injury, because he's such an important player to us. But it's good to hear that the two of them are back on the running track, if not in full contact training. And the more players that there are there who are all desperate to play, the better. And, you know, all the guys that have come back from the international stage this week, they're walking in cloud nine because they've had successful trips away, and they'll be going about with a bit of an extra swagger, and that just lifts everybody else at the club.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. Simon Church, who we heard from there, scoring the goal against Northern Ireland, that brought him to the attention of the manager, specifically mentioning him, and also Johnny getting two caps and now in with a chance of actually featuring for the Republic at the Euros.
Yeah, this can only do Aberdeen good, because here are two players who are on a tremendous high, and if they can just keep that momentum going, that might just give them a wee percentage or two extra out on the pitch.
And young Craig Story making his 21s debut, so you know, the message must be, surely, come to Aberdeen, play for Derek McInnes, and you know, your chances of progression will be considerably higher.
Yeah, exactly. As I said to the manager today, Dave, this augurs really well for the Dons. It puts Aberdeen in a really positive light, and it can only help, say, in the summer, if Derek's after a certain target, it can only help to bring these players to Pittodrie.
Absolutely right. The team for Sunday, Andrew, what's it going to be?
I reckon it'll be exactly the same side as started against Motherwell, which will be Scott Brown in goals, Shea Logan, Ash Taylor, Mark Reynolds and Andy Considine across the back, with Ryan Jack and Graham Shinney sitting in midfield, Niall McGinn, Kenny McLean, Johnny Hayes and Simon Church making up the 11.
Dave?
Mine is very similar, but I've got Brown in goals, Logan Taylor, Reynolds and Shinney at the back, I've got Jack and Flood the sitters, McGinn, McLean and Hayes behind Church.
Okay, and you're one to watch?
My one to watch, Simon Church. I've just been very impressed with what he's done. His goal instinct seems to be similar to that of Adam Rooney. Give him the service he's shown, he'll put the ball in the net.
Andrew?
I think Kenny McLean, coming off the back of his international debut where he looked an international player. I remember Gordon Strachan, the now Scotland manager, coming back from the 1982 World Cup and having spent a bit of time rubbing shoulders with the players that were in the Scotland squad at that time. We saw an extra 10-15% out of Gordon Strachan. I can see Kenny McLean in a similar light, where he's going to now know that he does fit on the international stage, and he'll come back and go out and show it to everyone on a weekly basis for Aberdeen, which is great for news for the Pittodrie club.
And scoreline?
Well, you look at Hamilton games and they're always tight. They haven't scored at Pittodrie since May 2010. They've lost their last five in a row up here without scoring any goals. But most of these games have been a really tight struggles for the Dons. I just get the impression that we're going to give somebody a doing. So I'm going to go 3-0 for Aberdeen.
Dave?
I think we'll keep it tight at the back. I think we'll win 2-0.
Okay, I'm going to go for a repeat of Paul Hartley's debut.
4-0.
4-0, why not? Somebody's got to get it one of these days.
Yes, please.
There's a hat-trick of penalties in there.
No,
that'd be nice.
No, I didn't say that. Right, you're listening to Friday Sport. Coming up, the one day, coming up is Martin Canning, the Hamilton Accies manager, and also we'll go interactive.
North Sound 1, Friday Sport.
You're North Sound 1's Friday Sport. The Dons are on Sunday service this weekend with a game against Hamilton at Pittodrie. Here's their boss, Martin Canning.
I don't even look at what other teams are doing and what they're, because at the end of the day, no matter what I think about Kilmarnock or Dundee United or Partick Thistle or Inverness, I can't affect what they do. I can only affect what we do. So for me, it'll be fully focused on us and make sure, like I say, we go up on Sunday and try and win the game.
Does it make your job any slightly easier, the fact that Aberdeen had that slip up the last time out?
Yeah. We challenge, people have seen that that's over now. Do you expect them to sort of take off the gas
now? No, I don't think so. I think if anything, they'll probably refocus them and they'll be up for the game, that's for sure. There's no easy games, and obviously Aberdeen this season have been fantastic. They've had a good season, but I think the two games we've played them, we lost 1-0 up there, a penalty and a game we should have taken something from, and we drew one each down here. So both games have been tight, and I expect it to be the same on Sunday. I expect us to go up there believing we can go up and take points.
Martin Canning there, the Hamilton manager. Let's say go interactive, Dave, with Aberdeen Mad, and our topic this week: Dons skipper Ryan Jack says Aberdeen can win their last seven games of the season. What do you think?
Well, we'll hear from AFC 14 first of all. He says he's got to say that it's nothing more than a standard soundbite. Yep, default statement from any captain, according to FTH. Bottom line, he is asking for the fans to stick with the team we did at Fir Park, and the team messed up. We've done our bit. Over to you, captain. Red Star Torfinns says performances would suggest otherwise, and performances are more likely to earn points than platitudes. Do your talking on the pitch would be my message. If we win all seven games, I'll buy a Tartan Army season ticket for Scotland games, buy an ill-fitting kilt, pair of Timberlands, and act like a middle-aged clueless clown at all future Scotland games.
And the point of that one is?
Oh, I don't know. Sounds like he was going off on one. Touchline tantrum now. The team is stronger as a unit, with more fans pushing them on. Some of the best victories have included big crowds. Plus, you're helping the cause for a European venture. Just a bit more clinical passing, like the start of the season, and syncing up with some good movement, especially creating one or two more options in dead ball situations in the wing area that run in tandem. Finally, to Scobie McDee, I definitely need glasses. To me, this thread looks like Ryan Jack's bald claim.
Very good. Right. Yes. Right. And we'll stay with you and Aberdeen Mad. And our poll: will Aberdeen get back on track against the Accies on Sunday?
Yes, 85.7%. No, 14.3%.
Just on Sunday's game, Andrew, because it is still, it's a huge, huge game.
Oh, massive. I mean, every one of the last seven games is massive. You know, Celtic do not have an easy game tomorrow. Make no mistake about that. You saw how much they struggled a fortnight ago against Kilmarnock, which was, on paper, the easiest of their last eight games. Now, they're up against a Hearts side that will be hurting because they lost 3-0 against St Johnston. There's an awful lot of water still to pass under the bridge before this title race is done and dusted. So every game is vitally important for Aberdeen, and that's why I hope there's as many people as possible get along. I know 12:30 Sunday is not the ideal kick-off time, but if the club is really close to your heart, you will pull out all the stops to get yourself along to Pittodrie and support the boys, because, you know, it's not platitudes just to say, you know, the fans are a 12th man. They are. And we've seen it, in particular, the games against Celtic, but I would also say that the game against Ross County, remember when we were a goal down at half time, the crowd got right behind the side in the second half and they responded magnificently to win that game 3-1. If we can get that sort of atmosphere between now and the end of the season, who knows where it could take Aberdeen.
Yeah, it's so important that this game right now, we've said it before, that the next game is the most important one of the season, it always is, and that's Sunday against Hamilton.
Yeah, and it's great to see that the club have reduced the ticket prices, £15 for adults, £5 for under 18. So there's really no reason not to go. It's all very well saying, oh, we'll watch it on the telly, but there's no substitute for actually being there and playing your part.
Well, Sunday for Aberdeen, of course, you've mentioned it, Andrew. Saturday lunchtime, it's a biggie, Celtic against Hearts, and whatever happens in that one, there's some silver lining for the Dons.
Well, indeed, because if Celtic win, it puts Hearts further behind us, providing we beat Hamilton on Sunday. But I can't find anything to choose between these two sides. I can see it being another goalless draw, as it was the previous time the sides met at Celtic Park.
The 3 o'clock kickoffs on Saturday, tomorrow, of course, Dundee against Ross County.
That is really a must win for Dundee. They've played some excellent football this season. There's obviously frustration there that they haven't already nailed down a top six place. I think that home advantage will count in the Dark Blues' favour. I'll go for them to win 2-0.
Inverness against Motherwell.
Well, we saw Motherwell and, you know, after going six games without a win, they've won five out of their last six. They are the in-form side. Inverness struggling a bit. Greg Tansey's suspended. I think it all points towards another Motherwell victory.
A big game for Kilmarnock, Dave. They're at Partick Thistle and they're still desperately trying to get themselves, first of all, away from Dundee United, but also trying to catch so they're not in the playoff position.
Yeah, they will be looking in their rear view mirrors, Killy, and they'll see Dundee United just right there, writing about them, right behind them. They're just not doing well at all, Kilmarnock. There seems to be very little confidence about the place. They've lost, I think, the last four games. I think they'll lose again. I think they'll lose 2-0.
And the final one is at Perth. It's St Johnstone against Dundee United, local derby of sorts, and a big game.
Massive game for Dundee United, and possibly the worst place for them to have to go, St Johnstone, because, as I mentioned earlier, Saints on a high after beating Hearts 3-0. I can see them putting another nail into the Dundee United coffin.
Well, in League One, Peterhead just 1 week away from their big day out at Hampden. They're away to Forfar. Here's boss Jim McInally.
After Cowdenbeath beating us on Saturday, it put Forfar and Brechin back in massive trouble again. So we're going to a team on Saturday that are desperate for points. I know if I was Gary Boland on Saturday, I would be telling his players to get stuck into his. That's exactly what we'll do to Rangers the week after, because we know that they've got a big game coming up with Celtic the week after. So from a psychology point of view, it's a game where they will be in about us. They'll be making sure that we know that they're there, and they'll be wanting to ask questions of your team. We need to be professional, and we need to stand up and make sure that we compete. To be honest, I will change the team about a wee bit, Dave. I've already got a team in mind that will play on Saturday, a team that I think will be aggressive and will put their best foot forward.
Jim McInally there, and of course it's only next weekend where Friday Sport will come live from Tynecastle, but we'll also be, I'm sure, discussing Peterhead's chances in their first major cup final at Hampden.
Yeah, I hope they really enjoy it. They're going there on the back of an excellent run of form, despite that setback against Cowdenbeath. And, you know, nothing to lose. That's the beauty of it. Rangers have shown in the past in this competition that when they're expected to win and the opposition are very much the underdogs, they haven't managed to deliver. I think it will be tougher for Peterhead, but as I say, you go there with no expectation, just go out, enjoy yourselves. Who knows what could happen?
Looking forward to that one, Dave.
Yeah, I cannot wait. I'm going to be going down to that one, Dave. I totally agree with what Andrew has said there. I've spoken to a few people that said, oh, Rangers, oh, they'll just run right over the top of them. I don't think it's anything like as cut and dried as that. And with the likes of Rory McAllister going about, you know, he's capable of hurting any team in the Premiership. So, you know, he's certainly capable of damaging Rangers.
Yep, we'll talk about that one in detail next week. And the Highland League tomorrow, Dave, it's, Andrew, it's getting to the very exciting stage of the Highland League.
It's the sharp end of the season now, yes. Brora Rangers lead the pack, 78 points from 31 games. Cove have got two games in hand of them, as have Fermartin, but Cove are just 2 points behind, where Fermartin are five behind. The big match really comes on Wednesday night at Harlaw Park when Cove and Fermartin meet, but tomorrow it's Wick Academy against Brora Rangers, Cove Rangers travelling to Rothes, Fermartin at home to Huntly, Clach Forest, Devon Vale and Keith, Fort William against Turriff United, Inverurie Locos against Fraserburgh, Lossiemouth against Bucky Thistle, and Strathspey Thistle making the shortest journey to Nairn County complete the fixture list.
Yeah, it's also quite interesting in the McRookie.com Super League, where league leaders Banksadie are away to Bridge of Dawn Thistle. Stonehaven, they're at home to Hall Russell United, and if they win their games in hand, all they have to do, that's all they have to do, and they win the title, which would be certainly a surprise to many, but they've been very consistent this season. Bankery St Tiernan are at home to Devon side, Dice play Inverness City, FC Stonywood against Cooter, Hermes, who've still got an outside chance, are at home to Ellen United, and Dufftown travel to Maud. In the First Division East, it's Buckenhaven Hearts against Lewis United, Cruden Bay against Parkvale, Newmacker United versus Fraserburgh United. One game in the First Division West, Burghead Thistle against Granton, and the Domino's Pizza North Regional Cup second round, East End take on Longside, Sunnybank versus Colony Park. Elginshire Cup Group 1, Forest Thistle against Bay Valley. Group 2, Fockabers against Bucky Rovers, and Archibald Cup Group A, it's Isle of Vale against New Elgin. Well, that's just about your lot. A real reminder that the Dons in action Sunday, 12 o'clock kickoff.
12:30.
Oh, that's a good start. 12:30 kickoff. Get yourselves along to Pittodrie if you possibly can. Reduced admission. What? How can you possibly say no? Have a great weekend. We'll be back this time next week. From Dave, from Andrew, from myself, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1.